This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
So 888-957-9570. We'd love everybody to call in right now. How does that grab you? Quote, now it's like all the fans are against us. That's from Elliot Ramos. But let me read the whole thing again. Outside people don't know anything. That's the type of person Bob is. That doesn't mean he's not a great manager. When we were winning, everybody was on our side. Now it's like all the fans are against us and all that. I don't get it. We're here and we know what's going on. We know what we're feeling. We know what we're working for, but fans are going to be fans. We can't do nothing about it. Elliot, what exactly would you like the fans to do? Just sit here and watch you have the worst home run since 1901, which, oh, by the way, remind yourselves, they weren't here in 1901. Therefore, I don't really care about that record. This is the worst home stretch of baseball in the history of the San Francisco Giants. What is it you want fans to do? Pet you? Do you want them to pat you on the head? We know you're trying. Like, sure, fans don't have a right to be mean to you. They're not going to get in your DMs and tell you that you're an awful person or give you death threats. But you're playing very, very poor baseball. You've underachieved. This is an entertaining product turned not entertaining. And so it comes off a certain way when you do the fans are going to be fans. We know what we're doing. If you knew what you were doing, you would do it better. What exactly do you want fans to do when you play horrible baseball? When, Elliot, you don't know the infield fly rule. So when you then have a set, we know what we're doing, I'd argue you kind of don't. You kind of don't. And that's what everyone's upset about. And they're not wrong. They're not against you. They're not against you. They're disappointed in you. And that's totally fair.
Against you would mean you're not showing up. And they had 38,876 on a Sunday against Tampa Bay.
I'd be thanking them if I were Elliot.
And I'm sorry if I miscount how many Tampa Bay fans were at the yard yesterday, but I don't know if they're one of the biggest traveling fan bases. So
probably not.
You had 38,000 of the fans that you say are, quote, against you, show up. Even though you were, at that point, you were 1-13 at home since the All-Star break.
That's a great point you're making right now.
1-13, Mark. And you got the win yesterday. Shout out Logie for pitching a gem, and you have to kind of with this offense. But 2-13 since the break at home, and the fans are against you?
I mean, the more I think about this and the more I'm listening to you talk, yeah, this quote gets worse. That's basically what he just did is he just called... Okay, Lucas came in here a few minutes ago and he goes, is he calling out the fans? My initial thought was, I don't know if that's the right phrase for it. But then again, maybe he is, because I just realized what exactly I think he's saying. He is calling Giants fans fair weather fans. That's what he just did. And they're not. We're not.
38,000
showed
876.
Up. Listen to it. When we're winning, everyone's on our side. Now it's like all the fans are against us. He just called the Giants fans fairweather fans. And you and I and everybody listening, no matter what you think about baseball, you know damn well that ain't true. That is not true. This is not a fair weather fan base. And the attendance this year has been phenomenal.
Yep.
Phenomenal. And your baseball the last few weeks, and by the way, Elliot has kind of, with the glove, been the poster for it. Your baseball has been subpar, to say the least.
Yeah.
And they're still there. So I do not like now the fans are against us because we're losing. No, but they don't like it, and they shouldn't. They shouldn't.
And the Boo Birds came out when you lost to San Diego 11-1. And yeah, the Boo Birds are allowed to come out where this homestand, 9 games, you beat Washington 5-0. Kai Wei Tang gets the win. That was when he came in the second. He pitched great. Boom. Homestand off to a great start. Loss, loss, loss. Loss, 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 loss. And then you get to Sunday and you win again. You bookended a 9-game homestand with wins. Sandwiched in, there were 7 losses. There's a 4-letter word that precedes sandwich. That's basically what the Giants are offering their fan base. It's a blank sandwich, and it's not tasty.
Look, I know it must be frustrating.
Of course.
I get it. It must be really frustrating when, because baseball's super hard, and right, you lose track of the infield fly rule, you throw a ball straight into the ground. I can't remember, has Elliott homered like once in the last month and a half or something? Like, he hasn't had a very good stretch. Largely, he's had a good year though, largely, especially with the bat. He's been a pretty good player. And I'm sure it's really frustrating when you're trying your butt off, you love your teammates, you love your manager, and then you wake up every day after a loss and everybody's lining up there to tell you that this person needs to be fired and that person over there needs to learn the rules. And I get it. It must really hurt, but I'm sorry. Like, that's why when I read this, I go, this is just a young player. He's a young player that's not used to this, because as much as it's hard to bite your tongue, you have to bite your tongue when it comes to this issue. There are too many people who spend too much money that they don't have to come see you play to say stuff like this. And I know it's not fair. Because you're right. We don't know what the hell we're talking about. We're just frustrated and irrational, and that's all true. But we're also funding this whole thing. And you can't. It's not right. It's not right to call this group that keeps showing up fair weather when you've won one baseball game in the last month.
Exactly. You've now won twice at home since the All-Star break, and both of them came on this stand. You came out of the break and got swept in back-to-back series at home.
Yikes.
And, you know, and the fans are the ones turning on you. They should be counting their lucky stars that there are this many fans that are still engaged to where you get 38,000 for a series against Tampa Bay.
I think some people would like to talk to Elliot. Let's go to K Bueno in Oakland. Hey, K Bueno, thanks for calling.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for having me, guys. All the points you touched on are spot on. I think it's clearly a sign of him as a young player who just doesn't know when to not say certain things. He may have not intended to call fans fair weather fans with this, but that's definitely how it came off. And you know what? Like you said, fans, it's we're paying for the product on the field. It's a results-based business. And to be swept back-to-back series at home like this, and the fans have been there this whole time still showing up. And it's not like they're losing games that are close games or, like, you know, they're just getting the balls just bouncing the wrong way and they're busting their butts. And it's just, hey, they're playing great, but they're just losing the game. They're playing a doo-doo brand of baseball. Like, more doo-doo than my 2-year-old's diapers. They are looking horrible. I would rather watch the Little League World Series right now than see these cats play the quality of baseball that they're showing. For the amount that they're paying on payroll, for the amount that fans got to pay at the ballpark to even just go to the game, let alone buy a beer and a burger or a hot dog or whatever, it's just, he's a young guy. He may even have meant that. It's probably a very emotional statement he made. And to say the fans are against you now, it's like, well, hey, man, you guys got nothing to show. You guys are a laughingstock of the league right now, and we're still showing up, practically selling out the ballpark. So, no, we're not turning against you. Y'all have turned against yourselves, and you're lucky we're showing up.
Okay, bueno, thanks. I mean, you're spot on. That's the and again, I know, you know, there's some people that are pointing out not just that Elliott is a young player. English is also his second language. Would he have chosen a different word for this? Maybe. But the fans are against us is a really hard sentence to process. Nobody's against you. They're disappointed in you. And the idea that you would play this kind of baseball and still have fans kind of do the, "Aw, shucks, we're with you, Giants," is just minor league. Like, that's what you do in Little League. That's what you do when little Bobby, who hasn't gotten a hit in the first 8 games of the season, gets up there and he strikes out again. And it's like, it's okay, because we got Capri Suns after the game. Like, that's how you react at that level. And Elliott is still a team control guy, so he's not making bajillions. But the Giants have a bunch of people littered all over the field with 9-figure contracts. You don't get the benefit of, well, we're Giants. Hang in there, guys. Keep trying. Like, that's just not reality. I wish life was that way. That's not reality.
It's not. And the other reality that I think that he's not really aware of or facing is just how gentle and kind this area is and this fan base is. If this was happening in Philadelphia or New York let's just say that this is the Phillies.
Yep.
And July 1st, the Giants extend Bob Melvin. You're 45-40. Since then, you go 15-24, including, as mentioned, a 2-13 record at home since the break. What do you think Philadelphia fans would be doing verbally and non-verbally their baseball team? So you want to talk about a fan base that would be turning on a team? There are other cities out here, Elliot, where, you know, this would be a lot more venomous.
No doubt. I don't like the way the quote ends either. Fans are going to be fans. Yeah. Elliot, that's exactly what they're doing. That's what they're doing. They're being fans. And I've had to learn this lesson in my life. I think everybody has. Sometimes those things, those people out there, and it drives you nuts, right, that they react the way they do. It's kind of like when I used to be a server at a restaurant, right? I know how it works. Do you all know this? When you're at a restaurant, there's people, the employees are in the back rolling their eyes, so annoyed. There's 8 tables. They need to be in 5 different places at once, and you looked at the menu like you're looking at it for the first time, and you've been sitting in that seat for 38 minutes. Oh, did you want us to order? Good Lord, you're so annoying. But guess what? They're there to pay you.
Right.
So you have to find in that annoying behavior some gratitude. And I get that's what I think is probably frustrating for people right here in this quote, is it sounds like it lacks gratitude. Dude, you got called up last year, you made the all-star team, you're now the everyday left fielder, you're probably going to break this damn left field starter streak thing and be the opening day left fielder again next year. And you can't say this to the fans. You can't do it. Like, they're there to get you to a spot where you get a 9-figure contract.
Right, and they're there even though you are in an historic free fall at home. It's one thing if you're,
I know it.
I mean, if you're just really struggling on the road, but you're 500 at home and you're putting on a good show and the rest of it, you are sloppy, your hitters don't hit, your bullpen can't preserve a win for Justin Verlander to save the poor guy's life. I mean, he leaves with a 1-0 lead, and the pen can't hold it, and you lose 2-1.
I mean,
this team finds different ways to lose each and every time out. Elliot Ramos in August, no homers, 2 runs batted in, OPS of .589.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's hitting .254. A lot of singles for Elliot, but up and down the lineup. And I think Chapman had a nice quote in the Osler piece, Scott Osler from the Chronicle, and it's the players. And he's right. You've got Chapman and Devers and Adamas, 3 proven, legitimate major league hitters, and they're not doing enough. And then the rest of the guys, Ramos and Jung-Hoo Lee and Schmidt, and they're not picking up the slack either. This team is Just offensively, they're boring.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, when you just said, oh, Verlander leaves, it's 1-0, and the bullpen can't hold it, like, I'm not going to come after the bullpen that can't hold the 1-0 lead. Score some runs, for crying out loud.
Right.
Get some hits.
36 runs at home since the All-Star break in 15 games. That's about 2.4 a game.
Yeah. If you don't want to be judged, don't play professional sports. Don't have a radio show.
Yeah.
Like, don't, like, that's just, I mean, that's what a lot of jobs are. A lot of jobs, not all of them, but a lot of jobs on some level are going to be the people judging your business and expressing how they feel about it. And if they keep going to your business and they keep coming away disappointed, yeah, Elliot, you're going to end up on Yelp. That's going to happen.
I think I might do a Yelp review on Elliot Ramos's left field defense.
Please do.
2 stars. He'll make the occasional diving catch.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to do that. Take a call. I'm going to log in my Yelp. You know I love a Yelp.
I hate that you have a Yelp account, but anyway.
I already Yelped you as a radio partner.
You did? Will you read it to me?
It changes based on show to show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You got that edit
You're having
button.
A 4-star show today, but there's a couple of 1-stars in there, I'll be honest. You change that thing every now and again. Or you do an update.
Oh, God. That's a funny idea. All right, let's go to Drew. Drew in San Jose. Hi, Drew.
Hey, guys. Are you guys able to hear me?
We got you.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah, I mean, look. So I call the Orange and Black weekend show to get everything about the Giants off my chest. And look, the quote by Elliot, this is a lot of, yeah, English is a second language. I didn't think he meant to come off demeaning or looking down on fans necessarily. I don't think that at all. But I mean, I said this on Orange and Black. I really don't think Elliot Ramos is fit to be a part of this team going forward just because of the way he plays the field. I mean, bad routes to the ball, not knowing the infield fly rule, running the base pads. I just feel like he doesn't reflect the culture that I would want in a San Francisco Giants left fielder, right? So that's something I want to say to Elliot if he wants to say something to the fans. I just think this year has been a sour taste in everybody's mouth, and he's embarrassed us on local TV, on national television, everywhere. And so I feel like we can get a better left fielder in free agency than him. And I feel like he's on the trading block. Thanks, guys.
Drew, thanks. I don't co-sign any of that. It's a fair opinion. I don't share it. I always cringe a little bit when people say that athletes embarrass us. It's not that kind of relationship. They don't represent us in that way, and you don't represent them in that way. So I always cringe a little bit when I hear that. I understand the frustration. I get that he's made plenty of plays both in the field and on the base paths where you're like, what is happening? Is that a Major League Baseball player out there? He's also a reigning All-Star, and for periods of time early in the year was the best hitter on the team. I think there's still plenty of room for Elliot Ramos. I also don't think that he was being malicious here. I just think he dipped his toe into hot water. And hopefully out of this quote, and I think he will probably learn when you're a pro athlete, you don't put your toe in there.
No.
Don't do that. If a fan says something racist or runs on the field,
absolutely.
Now's you're in a spot where you can start to judge the fans. But outside of that, if people are sitting there eating food, calling radio shows, enjoying the game on any level that they can, you have nothing to say about their behavior at all.
Well, the quote should be, you know, I feel really bad for the 38,000 who came out and who continue to come out, because what we're putting out there is, it's not worthy of their attendance. We have lost 13 of 15 at home. And that sucks, and I feel for the fans who've stuck with us, and they've had to endure watching this S, because we're frustrated. We are struggling to win games, but darn it, those fans, they're still out there. The Jung Hoo crew, and you got Orange and Black, and they're excited when we do well, and, you know, they're reasonably and rightfully frustrated when we do poorly.
The quote is, outside people don't know anything. That's the type of person Bob is. That doesn't mean that he's not a great manager. When we were winning, everybody was on our side. Now it's like all the fans are against us and all that. I don't get it. We're here, and we know what's going on. We know what we're feeling. We know what we're working for, but fans are going to be fans. We can't do nothing about it. This is a spotlight one other part when he says, I don't get it. You don't?
Like, you don't get what?
I find it rather simple, actually.
Right.
You lose all your games, mm-hmm. fans don't enjoy.
Right.
It's as simple as that.
You come out of the break and you go on the road. Okay, you went 2-4, not great, but you won the last two in Atlanta. The math was still there, Mark, and you were five games above 500. You come home, swept, back to the road, and then...
Back to you!
Right, so, yep. You know, we're Giants fans, and we're still hanging in there. You win the series against the Mets, you win the series against Pittsburgh. Yep. All right, coming back home.
Boogie time.
Home cooking. You drop 2 of 3, you get swept, you drop 2 of 3, back to the road.
Yep.
So what don't you get, Elliot? When you play at 3rd and King, you lose.
Yep.
And the fans... I don't know if you went to any of the games in New York or Pittsburgh or Atlanta. I sure didn't. It would have been fun, though, to see them win a game. But they don't do that here.
That's an expensive trip.
Could be.
Fly across the country to see a win. Let's go to Gene in Oakland. Hi, Gene. How are you?
I'm fine. Hey, listen. okay, since I was one of the early people to call for Melvin's dismissal, I feel compelled to come to my own defense here.
Okay.
So, first of all, I don't have anything personal against. I don't take it personally. What Healy had said, you know, that's fine. He likes Bob. That's cool. There's one or two others. You could throw Chapman in there. Fine. But it seems to me he said some things that. Well, first of all, he says that he's heard him yell in the clubhouse. Well, to me, that makes a case for our side, really. I know about Bob. I mean, I followed him closely when he was with the A's, and he would blow up. You know, he'd let things build, and then he'd blow up in the locker room. But how effective is that? Tell me. All right, you guys have raised kids. I've raised kids. How effective has it been to scream at a teenager to tell them what to do, to try to get them to do what you want? None at all, right?
Right.
So, you know, that part of it. So that part of it, you know, that's not much of an argument. And as far as, you know, we don't know what we're talking about. Well, we watch the games. And let me give you an example of what I'm getting at here. The other day, I'm watching the game. I'm watching the Giants, and I'm flipping between them and the A's. And I got my grandson with me, right? And I'm watching them come to bat. And their whole approach to the plate for most of them is absolutely terrible. Okay, the swing that pitches outside the zone, you know, they're taking call strikes. You know, they're not. They're trying to yank everything out of the park. And I kept switching back. I said, look, this is how you're supposed to hit. And we watched the A's hitters, and they were, you know, they were doing all the right things. Right? That's why they're a good hitting team. Now, granted, they play in a minor league ballpark, but that's not what I'm talking about. Their approach to hitting. You can see they've been well-trained. They know what the hell they're doing. And I, as a fan, and all these other fans can see that, all right? It's right in front of us, right? So, you know, and that in addition to all of the mistakes they made, you know, and these are mistakes of omission, you know, of not being prepared. I'm sorry, but this reflects back on the manager and his coaching staff, all right?
Well,
last
Gene,
point.
Yeah, go ahead.
Bring it home,
you
Gene.
Get three quarters, you get the majority. You get the majority of the locker room to come out and support you and what you're saying and say we want to keep Melvin. I step back. I call my, you know, but you know, one or two or three people. That's not convincing to me.
Well, I think that they do want it. Thank you, Gene. I think they do want to keep Bob, but I'm intrigued by your previous comment. Here's what I'd say. Gene, maybe you do know baseball really, really well. We've gotten to meet Gene, but I don't know if Gene's a baseball expert or not. You played baseball. I played baseball. I broadcasted baseball. We can do all that. But I actually don't think that you need to go as a fan to your credentials about baseball in order to have this conversation with Elliot Ramos. The real response to Elliot is not, hey, man, we do know baseball. That's not what we're doing here. The response to Elliot is, hey, man, we actually do know what we're talking about. We're talking about what we like. It's not about baseball. It's not about, do we know what's going on in your clubhouse? Of course we don't. We're not allowed in there. And some of us can go in there right after the game, but you know that we're there, and so everyone stays all buttoned up. We don't know. Nobody knows. The same way no one knows what's going on inside this building. Nobody knows what's going on inside someone else's home or place of business. You guys are the experts. But Elliot, the fans are not telling you that they know Giants baseball better than you. They're telling you that they know what they like and they don't like this.
Right.
And it's an entertainment entity, so that's a problem. That's
right. What we're telling you is when we watch you play at home and you lose, it doesn't make us very happy. We don't enjoy that brand of entertainment. And you can't win them all, we get that. But when you go into this sort of a skid, and it's also the way you go about losing games, and they lose games in every possible way. They get walloped 11-1. They lose 1-0 or 2-1 because their pitcher's great and their offense can't score. They make silly mistakes on infield fly rule, not knowing the rule, or just defensive gaffes that happen. And, you know, you get runners in scoring position and the fans pretty much know you're not going to score. And that becomes, that's not very entertaining.
No, it's frustrating.
Yeah.
Like, again, that's what everyone's doing. I think everybody gets to be an expert about themselves. And so the way fans are behaving, they know what they're talking about, Elliot. They know what their experience is. You know, you could easily fire that back at Elliot. Elliot, you have no idea what's going on in the stands. We do.
Yeah.
It's expensive. And it's boring sometimes. You guys don't get enough hits. And this is the business that you chose. So I don't know what you want everybody to do, but this is the agreement is not there.
Right.
Right? Like, the agreement is not there.
I could never be a major league outfielder and try to do what he does. And Elliot Ramos, he's a good player. And I think his OPS now is right about 750, which is, as you always talk about, it's good. If you're above 700, you're better than replacement level, and he's at about 750, even though he's cooled off here in August. But Elliot has never, I would imagine, never been in a situation where he's trying to be a fan of the San Francisco Giants and trying to watch every game and lock in and go to games. Like you said, by the time you park, get four tickets, and feed four people, you're already north of $250, and you're going to do that and watch your team lose 11-1? And put up very little opposition? That's not fun.
No, you can ask Elliot to actually call his boss. His boss is the one who said at the beginning of the year, we're here to make memories. And I'm sorry, Elliot, like, you haven't. That's not anybody else's fault. And it's not even, I'm not even going to say like it's your fault. It's just the way it is. Like, this just, it didn't work.
Right.
This didn't work out. There's one memory, I think. And it was Patrick Bailey's inside the park home run. Whoever was at that game, that was a memory.
Yeah, and there's been more than that, but that
is... Well, yeah, but you know what I mean.
I totally do. And if you were there Sunday and you watched Logan spin a gem and you win 7-1, yeah, that's awesome. 2 hours and 16 minutes. It was a tight affair. Giants put up runs. Logan pitched great. Yeah, and you're not always going to get that. The other thing that Gene was saying about Bob Melvin, and I think we can spend a little time on the Bob Melvin piece. As I mentioned, when they gave him the extension, since then they've gone 15-24, mm-hmm. less than ideal. But if you look at, and it's more than just a couple, two, three players who are backing Bob Melvin, I do think, yes, the manager, it's his job to motivate and get these guys playing hard and get them to be in a space where they can play winning baseball. But if the players don't go out there and perform, there's only so much I think you can blame on the manager.
888-957-9570 is the number taking calls on this situation. A lot of players coming to Bob Melvin's defense, and it ended up with this quote, courtesy of the article by Ron Krojcik from Elliot Ramos, quote, Scott Osler, Ron Krojcik wrote the other one about Kuminga that we were talking about earlier. Scott Osler, quote, outside people don't know anything. That's the type of person that he is, talking about Bob Melvin. That doesn't mean he's not a great manager. When we were winning, everyone was on our side. Now it's like all the fans are against us and all that. I don't get it. We're here. We know what's going on. We know what we're feeling and we know what we're working for. But fans are going to be fans. We can't do nothing about it. End quote, Elliot Ramos. Studio Stan is in the city. Hey, Stan, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Can you hear me?
Yep.
All right, cool. This whole conversation has got me really fired up. And what I really wanted to just say is Willard and Ephraim is so much better than Willard and Dibbs.
Oh, he walked it off. That's, yeah, that's man, lame. That's going to leave a mark.
That's lame.
Yeah, boy, I mean.
That's just.
Yeah, I might. I don't know if I can.
Stayed on hold for 20 minutes to come at us with a little bit of a funny.
And then the boom.
Yeah, boink.
Yeah, like you said before, if you're in this business, you have to be able to to tolerate, you know, the hecklers.
No one's for everybody. No one's for everybody. And I love Ephraim, I love this show too. So
I just, one thing that I was looking at, Mark, it's the Rafi Devers factor in all this. And I know he's just one player, and he's actually started to play great in August. His numbers are back to where you would hope they were. Boston, 31-21 without Rafi Devers this year. So after the trade, the Giants were 41-31 without Rafi Devers. Not that there's any direct correlation, but poor Rafi Devers, he has a worse record than the Giants, who have a worse record than Boston.
No question. And by the way, I don't know if you guys pulled it, but I was listening to John Heyman talk about this last night. And Heyman straight was like, dude, the Red Sox fleeced the Giants. There were not a lot of teams lined up to take that kind of money. And to take that kind of money, as he put it, quote, for a DH, which I thought was maybe a tiny bit unfair because Rafi has not been a full DH in the past, and Rafi is now the first baseman for the Giants. I know he's done a lot of DHing. We'll see what happens in the future. There's Bryce Eldridge. There's all those things. But he's like, look, Devers is a really good player. He's not Otani. And to pay that kind of money for somebody who's a DH, and at least in Boston, a disgruntled one at that, there was not a lot of takers. And Boston's done very well since. And it almost, it sounded like he was giving credence to what Boston's GM said at the time, which was, this is addition by subtraction, and we're going to win more baseball games without him.
And they have.
And they have.
I mean, they've gone out and gotten right into the playoff picture. And as I mentioned, 31-21 without him. The other side of it is the one that is so puzzling to me, because the Giants were 41-31 when they made the trade, and they've gone 19-33 since.
Crazy.
And it's not solely because he struggled early, because he has been hitting great over the last three or four weeks, but it's just kind of an odd thing. Rafael Devers' record in games this year, he's the Athletics. That's what he is.
God.
He's the Athletics. They have almost an identical record.
I'll say this. I would do the deal again 100 times in a row. I'm still excited about the future with Rafi Devers. But I think we would be being stubborn to not at least open our minds to questions about what did happen when he arrived. What did happen? How did the players feel about it, knowing that he was at least being labeled as a malcontent on another team? And players know each other, and they talk, and you remember Dave Fleming's brother. I mean, he said all kinds of stuff, and then there's the whole Will Clark thing, which, again, was totally blown out of proportion. But it all serves to at least ask the question, how did the players feel about it? You know, to make room for him, you did have players that got sent down. You did have friends that got sent to another organization. Like, there's stuff that happens there. And they're adults, and this is pro sports, so they are asked to handle it. But There was some sort of chemistry change. The ingredients got changed, and the soup don't taste good anymore.
Did something definitely happened where, you know, you started really to struggle, and you struggled before in different ways, but I think about Wilmer Flores and the impact it had on him, because he's a guy who, you know, lost a lot of time at first base, and he lost a lot of at-bats when, before Devers started playing first and he was the DH, Wilmer Flores was a guy who was just pinch hitting.
Yeah, although if you do look at his arc, he stopped hitting well before the Devers trade, but it's another fair thing to bring up, no doubt, because he never got it back either. Chris in Sonoma next up on Willard and Dibs. Hey, Chris, hi.
Good afternoon, fellas. How are you?
What's up?
So I just have a perspective on this Elliott quote, and I saw it all over Instagram, and, you know, it's getting a lot of play. Was he not simply responding to a question about how's the clubhouse vibe and are you guys still with Melvin? And I don't think it was. I don't think the question was, what do you think about the fans? Mm-hmm. I think what he's saying is, hey, nobody but guys in the clubhouse know what the vibe is here. We're all together, and we like Bob.
So, Chris, here's the way that Scott Osler wrote it. He wrote that the question was, what about all of the people yelling that they want to see Melvin yelling? So, essentially, the question is, what about fans saying that they want to see Melvin get a little hotter under the collar? And so, I think split the difference a little bit with regard to the point you're making, but if that's the question, I don't think that gives Elliott Ramos an avenue to start saying things like the fans are against us and fans are going to be fans. There's nothing we can do about it. That part doesn't bother me that much. Again, I don't think it's malicious. I just know through years of doing this that as a player, this is an area that's too hot to touch because it's going to offend too many people, whether it should or not.
Yeah, I think you're right on that one, Mark. And he probably regrets it coming out like he's calling out the fans. I think what he's calling out the fans for is the fans want the manager's head, and we like our manager. That's kind of what I got out of it. But
you might be right.
Yeah. He delivered it wrong.
Yeah, and that's,
Chris, thanks.
That's fair. And I think that a lot of the players, the majority of the players, probably want Bob Melvin to still be the manager. He's a player's manager, and he's a guy who has basically gone with the lineup and stuck with that lineup. So even through thick and thin, it's been rare where he's just taken a guy. I remember Willie Adames had that day, and I called it the rent-a-dog day in Colorado, where he was going so bad, he just got a day to hang out and borrow a dog for the day. And that's extremely rare for Bob, and players, I'm sure, love that. That
totally.
A manager's going to ride with you through thick and thin.
He works with him. Remember, he was going to sit Willie in Chicago against the White Sox, and Willie came to him and said, we found something in the batting cage, Skip. Don't sit me. And so he didn't. Like, that's it's a collaboration sensation.
Yeah,
it is. It is. Let's go to Pokey. Thank you. In Half Moon Bay. What up, Pokey? What are you doing?
Hey, I'm Pokey, and I'm in a line that's going to be for about an hour because there's a huge collision in downtown Half Moon Bay,
uh-oh,
92,
uh-oh,
Highway 92.
Sorry to hear. That's a tough one to get out of when that happens.
It is, but I can talk to you guys, and I hope you're doing well today. My take on the Giants losing is I believe they have a curse. And the reason I feel this way is until 2004, people who were Red Sox fans thought the Sox were cursed from the trade of the Bambino.
Right.
And I think we are cursed, and that's why they have been losing so badly. I'll take your comments off the air.
Pokey, can I ask you a question before you go?
Sure.
Who put this curse on them, and when did it start?
Well, it's something with the being at home,
uh-huh,
in our own stadium. I don't know who put the curse on it. Believe me, if I could figure that out, I'd probably win a Nobel Prize. But we have to figure out who it is, and we have to unglue it so that our team starts winning at home.
You think it just started this year, though?
Well, I think it's happened since 2016 that I'm aware of.
Okay. Okay. All right, Pokey. Thank you very much. I was just having a hard time with when the curse started because outside of this year, I'm like, I don't know. Things have been going pretty good over at that ballpark for a little while now.
Well, I mean, last 3 years have been like this year.
But their home record has, like, she's talking about the ballpark.
Right.
Which apparently is cursed.
Maybe.
Even though they moved there, won 3 World Series and a home run title. But other than that.
Maybe it's when they moved the bullpens off the field. Somehow when they broke ground out there beyond the outfield fence, maybe some spirits were unearthed as they created bullpens off the playing surface.
I think there are a lot of outfielders who think that's the opposite of cursed.
Right.
But anyway. All right. 888-957-957 is the number. Not done with you at all. Plus, we'll give out that keyword one more time to win your way into having your own fantasy draft party at Splash next Tuesday night. So more on that coming up. We're sponsored by Cache Creek Casino Resort, and this is Weathered and Dibs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I'm a Giants fan.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
You'll like this one.
Yeah.
Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. 510. I know exactly when the Giants Stadium curse happened. Clearly, it's been cursed since the moment that the Warriors drafted Jonathan Kuminga.
There it is.
Because all roads lead to Kuminga.
Man, that could be the text of the day.
It could be.
Text of the day nominee for sure. Yeah, I mean, all roads lead to Kuminga.
Oh, there was a little Kuminga in there today. A
little bit. Had to be. And, you know, it's just the ongoing conversation, the push-pull about will he play for the qualifying offer. The sign-and-trade seems like that's way, way off the table. But you never know.
I don't think anything's off the table. I mean, it could still twist and turn. But, this town needs a Niner game. Is what it needs.
And we're going to have to wait 20 days, I think. 3 weeks from yesterday,
yeah,
I believe.
That's right. Yeah, 20 days.
20 days. 20 days.
Well, they play again on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
You said a Niners game. That is a Niners game.
Yes. The uniforms.
At home.
The uniforms will be authentic. The stadium will be authentic. I don't know that the players will be, but that's okay.
Hey, if Grandy's doing a post game, it counts.
Okay.
There you go.
I have a different definition, but you have yours, and so that's fine.
Overtime coming up as soon as the game's over.
I still think you should listen to Grandy just because.
Always.
What time's the game at? What time are you on?
It starts at 5:30, so I don't know.
Game starts at 5:30.
Yeah, 8:30 or 9, I'll be on the air.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Late night.
The Valkyries play that day?
No. They play Friday and Sunday.
Okay. And tomorrow.
All right.
Sneakerhead night tomorrow.
So I'll try to sneak some Niner preseason updates then into the show with Ephraim, because it'll be on during the game. And then as soon as the game's over, then you'll be on. Why are you looking
at
me
with the Sunday?
Yeah, Niners
play Saturday.
Oh, you said Saturday. Yeah. Okay, never mind.
And the Valks play Sunday.
Never mind. Never mind. Yeah. No.
What the hell's going on here?
You can not still much. Sneak some mentions in on Sunday, though.
Okay, thanks, Lucas. We will.
You got it.
I appreciate it. Preseason is over as of Saturday, right? Nobody plays on Sunday.
Sounds right.
Is that right? Okay. All right, let's go to Jessica in Oakland. Hi, Jessica. Thank you for calling. What's up?
Hi. I mean, I've been hearing people pulling their hair out for so long about what is going on with the Giants, and I'm a sports and performance therapist
Ooh.
That works with baseball players, so okay. I felt like I had to finally call in and say that all of this is mental. It is not skill-based. I think we know that at this point, but I feel like the fans actually need to take accountability, because in this situation, it's like a child who is so ashamed that they are disappointing the people they love most, who they want to love them so much, that they cannot get out from under that pressure that they are on to perform for us.
Hmm.
So my idea, actually, in confidence building, is that the fans take some responsibility and stop bitching and moaning online and start to go crazy cheering, uplifting them like they did with Trey Turner every single time the Giants come up on offense. That's something I think that could actually help and could put these fans to work who are just tearing out their hair constantly.
Okay.
It's a really important part of building confidence.
Jessica, I don't disagree with you, but I think you would acknowledge, like, I mean, it sounds like you're coming from a cartoon world. Like that. You first, I think you know this, especially as a therapist. Like, A, that is not reality, but B, could I not question back by asking, isn't that actually part of the talent that a professional athlete is supposed to possess, which is to be able to handle said pressure that you brought up?
Absolutely. But baseball is one of the most challenging mental sports in the world.
Yep.
So when at the end of the day, you have to hit a baseball and you have to perform on offense, when failure is that much a part of it, confidence is the most valuable asset. And you're right. We do need more stars who look at, you know, at hitting like Barry Bonds did. But that is a very rare thing and ultimately comes from drafting as well as development over time on the mental side, which is a really underutilized part of the sport still today.
Yeah, I think what you're saying on the surface is absolutely right and spot on, but until they want to put me on the payroll, then I'm going to have to fan the way I want to fan, which is do something to entertain me, go out there and hit, play well, and win. If not, I'm going to express my frustration as a consumer.
I think a lot of people are going to look at it that way, and I think Jessica gets that. Like, I know that she's maybe saying mentally in a perfect world, but raise your hand if you think that we're in a perfect world. Nobody's hands are up. Like, that's your comment about until they put me on the payroll. The idea, it's an interesting concept, really. The idea
right.
that the fans are a part of the team. And I could see both sides of this depending on how you want to pitch it. No, you're not on the payroll. You are under no responsibility to do anything other than conduct yourself in the way that the back of the ticket says that you conduct yourself. On the other hand, I always kind of have the back of fans that use the word we, right? We can't hit. Well, you're not on the team. Well, I mean, you are a part of the entire energy.
Yeah, the ecosystem.
That's in the building. Mm-hmm. You are a part of the financial structure that makes the whole thing spin. Not all of it, but you're a part of it for sure. You could pitch that the fans collectively are a part of the energetic nature of the team. I don't think that you're able, though, to take any of that and then give them responsibilities.
Right.
Again, other than don't break the law when you're in the stands.
I do think that, for me, this all comes back to where we started the show in the crossover, which is Jake Moody. And if fans were to follow the therapist's advice and all of us wrap our virtual right. Twitter and Instagram arms around Jake Moody and prop him up, and that's why when his teammates go crazy, maybe too crazy for a guy who made a preseason field goal, big whoop, but they're actually connected to Jake Moody in a real way. They're his teammates. So by doing that, Jake probably felt really, really good in that moment because his teammates went crazy for him. And if we as the fans did the same thing for Jake Moody, would that affect his confidence? Maybe.
Maybe.
But it's not, I don't think, we're not duty-bound as fans to do that.
No, and it's not realistic. You're collectively putting people into a massive arena. They're spending a lot of money. They're mixing alcohol into the whole thing. They just want to go out and have a good time. They're not going to feel some sort of responsibility. Plus, the other side to this is, I don't think, and believe me, if Jessica is a sports therapist, I'm going to believe that she is and that she's a good one. But I also think the other side of this is a lot of athletes need to have that edge. Like, how many athletes have you seen win, and then the second they do win, they admit that what drove them was all the negative voices, all of the naysayers? I don't think everybody is driven by positivity and releasing pressure.
Think about the petty king, Steph Curry.
I think a lot of people are driven by the negativity. In fact, remember that thing that came out a couple weeks ago where Steph admitted, who was the teammate that said Steph was on his phone at halftime and looking through Twitter? And I think that was because people were like, ooh, he's insecure. I said, no, he's not insecure. He's looking for people who are.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Ripping him because it fuels him.
Yeah.
Man was just taking a drink of water is what I think he was doing.
Yeah.
He is looking for negativity because he know, yeah, Damian Lee was the one who said it. He was the, this was my read. He was looking for fuel by opening up Twitter and trying to find people who doubted him.
Reggie Miller, his book, I believe, was called I Love Being the Enemy.
Yep.
And he was a guy who antagonized every crowd, not only Spike Lee in New York, but players like that. They're looking for that motivation in a negative frame. But she's not wrong about, you know, the feeling when you feel good, you're going to do well at your job. But unfortunately, like you said, being a pro athlete, this comes with the territory.
Totally.
And when you go 1-for-17 and your team can't win at home and your fans are getting frustrated, you're going to have to deal with that.
Really quick.
Yeah, what's up, Grandy?
We got to end the show. But Alex Pavlovich just tweeted out a response from Elliot Ramos, who I would imagine he caught up with today.
Yep.
And he said that Elliot Ramos wanted to clarify his recent comments.
I bet.
He said, quote, I love the fans and they always show me love in the field. I have nothing against them. Every time I'm walking on the streets with my family, they love me and I love them back. All I'm trying to say is in the inner circle, obviously not even you guys that are reporters know what's going on in the clubhouse. All I want to say is that Bob is a great manager. I'm just trying to have Bob's back. I'm just trying to always support him. The fans, like I said, I love them. I have nothing against them. But at the end of the day, what we have in the clubhouse, nobody knows about. The way we're feeling in the inner circle, nobody knows about it. That's all I was trying to say.
Yeah.
If he would backpedal like that in left field, he'd probably have a few more putouts.
It's a four.
Thank you. And on that note.
I'm glad you're here, Dan.
Thank you. It's good to see you.
Yeah. I think that Elliot had a conversation with Matt Chisholm. Do y'all? Y'all think there was a...
The PR guy.
Yeah, he's a PR guy. Yeah. Raymond Ritter was somewhere today being like, give the man my phone number. All right, Grandy, what do you got coming up next?
We're going to hear your guys' conversation reacting to the original Elliot Ramos comments from more than an hour ago.
Okay, yep. All right. And one more time, the text keyword is splash. If you want to send all that off to 203-57 and qualify for the fantasy draft next Tuesday night, check out John Feliciano. He was phenomenal on our show earlier today. All of it brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Do you want to do it again tomorrow?
Can't wait.
All right, let's do it again tomorrow for Dibs, for Granny, for Lucas. I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. It's all you got.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.